Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Eileen Gaffin, your host for Reputation and Influence, and our topic today is Intuitive Business Strategy. And our leading lady today on that topic is Priscilla Steffen. She's the CEO of a company called Soulfluent, and she'll explain all about that. And good afternoon, Priscilla. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Hi, Eileen. Hi, everyone listening. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Can you believe this? We could not have known when we planned this months ago to have you on as a guest that we all would be experiencing a global pandemic. Incredible.
<Yeah. laughs>
And it's a time of introspection for many of us, because many of us are at home. And mm-hmm. I think your expertise is something that we now have, if you will, the luxury of time to explore. And so I really want to get into this. Priscilla, you describe yourself as an intuitive business strategist who helps business owners lead from their soul, and you've developed a body of work called Soulfluent Leadership, helping people lead in a more conscious way. So that's a lot to wrap our minds and our arms around. So tell us about your role and what you mean by leading from your soul.
Thank you so much for a beautiful introduction, and hi, everyone. It's funny, I think many of us, light workers, healers, people that feel like we have a role to play in creating a world where everyone wins, feel like maybe our work has led us and our experience to this point where we're ready for change and we're ready for leadership and our own leadership and a way of doing business that supports everyone. It's what I call a 360 win, where it's leadership where we win, our businesses win, and the collective good and the planet win. So with all of that being said, I think there's no more better time to talk about leading from our inner truth and our inner wisdom. And Soulfluent Leadership is really about a practice of listening to that soul guidance, that intuition, or that inner wisdom that we all innately have to guide us into creating a better life, a better future, a more sustainable, nourishing, flourishing business that supports all of us. And for me, the work I do is I tend to attract women entrepreneurs, CEOs, and leaders, and light workers, healers, mystics that really feel like they're here to change the planet in some positive way, and that they have soul work, that soul calling that that they want to express through a profitable and a joyful business. So I help them build really beautiful online businesses, service-based, that are here to support the greater good and to do that in a way that truly aligns with a deep sense of meaning and purpose for them, with their innate genius, and that allows them to really shine and help the people that they want to help. Does that kind of describe it well enough?
Yeah, their innate genius. I love that. And listening to your inner wisdom. I'm more familiar with traditional leadership models, and of course, a lot of that involves emotional intelligence, but so many leaders today, I mean, they've got their business to worry about as far as operations and data, and yeah, possibly they have employees and or a team, and so that's more of a traditional leadership model. And so how would you describe the difference between a Soulfluent leadership model and traditional leadership?
That's a great question. I think that many of us, let me just take a step back, and before I answer that question, is that for now, I think many of us are feeling a call to show up more visibly in how we lead ourselves and our communities and our businesses and our teams and our families. And I think that the first step is to define for ourselves what does leadership, which I call contribution, what does leadership really mean for us right now at our phase in life and our phase in business? Because I think that leadership can feel like a really big or heavy or masculine type word. And they were like, yeah, and we have all these connotations. Is it corporate? Is it hierarchical? Is it I'm going to have to like wear myself out or, you know, and I think that we can have some ideas of leadership of like what we grew up with. And I think we're at a point now where we get to define for ourselves what leadership really means to us. And for some, it can mean leading more out, you know, in our businesses and our communities. And for others, it can mean just really just leading ourselves and our families. And that's not just a just, that's a big thing too. And just defining what feels true for me at this time and to ground into that truth and not allow ourselves to be so swayed by all the external chatter of the shoulds, right, of what we should be doing. So the sense of traditional leadership, as I have defined it, and of course there are exceptions to the rule, traditional leadership can seem more externally and or ego-driven by external markers of success and following certain milestones. And it can often have asked us to hustle, to lead to burnout, working really hard out, long hours, and it often comes at our own expense, right, at our health, our relationships. Like success is like, okay, you want to be successful, you've got to sacrifice. And it can also feel unsustainable, competitive, like I've got to get ahead, and at times hierarchical. You know, there's the tops and then there's everyone else. And then we can feel trapped or like we have to fit in order to win. So fluent leadership is soul-driven. It is internally guided by your inner truth and what you feel is calling to you. Most importantly, fulfillment leadership is really designed around that 360 win, where we are actively leading from an energy of this question, as I lead and as I contribute, how can everyone win too? How can my win support a collective win, right? So everyone is win, ourselves, our businesses, our health, our communities, and that's not from a place of you've got to have that figured out or know all the answers, but more from a place of if I wanted to lead consciously in such a way in my business, in my life, or my community, in such a way where everyone is winning, what would that look like? What would that take? And who would I have to be in order for that to be a potential outcome? You know? So it's definitely internally based. It's from that soul pull and calling, and it's also from that outwardly question of how can everyone win? And so soul fluent leadership is that practice of listening to your soul. So the soul fluent means that there's a language to your soul of how you're naturally meant to lead, and my body of work helps people understand their unique leadership style and soul language of leadership so that they can actually be themselves and trust that inner calling to make a contribution that's unique to them. And so fluent leadership is inspired. You're working smarter. You're more fulfilled. You're more expressed. It's more inclusive and definitely collaborative. So we're shifting from the me of the traditional leadership of I've got to win, I've got to get ahead, and it's competitive, to collaborative. How can we come together and create a win-win that's even bigger than if I just did something by myself? And it's inclusive, right? It invites everyone in, and it's certainly more sustainable and more. There's more of a nourishing flow than to a push and a hustle. Does that help to distinguish?
You were talking a lot about how these things are measured, and a lot of times the markers for success or those measurements are driven by other people, whether it's your client or your company or your boss, if you're not the boss. And from what I'm hearing you say, we would have a lot more control over these other measures of collaboration and leading from our soul. And so can you give us examples of maybe from your clients or individuals that you know who have incorporated these ideas into their business?
Yeah, I'll give you an example of one of my dear clients, Carolyn. She came to me about 3 years ago. She was a very successful, and still is a very successful bookkeeper, where she had more clients than what she knew what to do with. And she was very burned out, and the idea of just taking on more clients just seemed impossible because she was doing everyone's books. So imagine like 60-hour work weeks and over 100 bookkeeping clients. It was just insane. And she was scared. You know, she also did event planning, and she had this idea to create something called the Money Empowerment Project, which was really designed to help people, women, to feel empowered around their money. But there was just no bandwidth. And for her, she had hustled, she'd burned out, she kept on working harder. You know, it was just unsustainable. And so she knew in her soul that there was this pull to create a different division of her business and to amplify her message, but she didn't know how to do it. But she trusted that calling, and we ended up working together for about 6 months. And during that time, she got to understand herself better as a leader, and we built out the vision of the Money Empowerment Project, which is now alive and thriving and doing really well, on top of her bookkeeping work and her event plan work as well. And so what we did from that point is that we helped her build out a team. She tripled her rates. She hired a separate bookkeeper into that mix as well. So she was able to increase her revenue, work smarter, so leverage her time, and then she also built out the second part of her business, which is really supporting women to feel empowered around money, and it's been really beautiful to watch. So she really felt that call in her soul she followed it, even though she was really scared, you know, of clients, losing clients, of what people would think, but she knew it was something that she had to do, and it really has become a beautiful addition of her services, and really helping women understand that money is infinite and there's so much possibility. And just in this day and age, you know, when I look at, like, I think there's Jose Andres, who's this chef, a Spanish chef who I think is based in New York or D.C., and he has this foundation where he helps to cook meals for, you know, for people in disasters or different times, like difficult times. Like, these are people that are out there in the communities on the pulse of what's really going on, and they're really looking to create a win-win for the collective. You know, they're not just thinking about themselves. They're thinking about expanding mm-hmm. beyond themselves. And I think we're seeing more and more of these people. Like, you know, I don't know much about Elon Musk, but I know that he went to now with, you know, production of ventilators. Or, like, there are people that are pivoting and looking about, yes, you know, sure, maybe my business can win, you know, financially from helping this pandemic. And also, how can I help with the collective good? And I think that's a big part of, you know, the Soul Fluent leaders out there. What's beautiful about them is that they're hyper aware of what's happening in the world. They're not oblivious at all. But they also know that something is possible in terms of how we operate as leaders, how our systems and structures can function better. And so they not only address the context of the now, but also come at it from an elevated vision of what's possible, where more of us can win and grow and succeed together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm wondering, with the time that a lot of the listeners have now, staying at home or working from home, does that give us a chance to think through how we could, you know, grow our business with that type of mindset? Well, how do we even start to think about this?
That's a great question. I think that it starts with ourselves, right? It always comes back to what feels true for me right now in terms of, you know, I think we're all longing for a sense of deeper richness and meaning and fulfillment in our lives. So as we grow and help others, let's make sure that we are growing and nourishing ourselves in that process as well. So what feels deeply nourishing and joyful for you to offer right now? Maybe there, you know, maybe some people get inspired ideas, or they see someone and they're like, oh, I would love to do that. And sometimes, you know, I know we've been hearing a lot of the word pivot lately, and you know, we've got to adapt. And, you know, the other thing about Soul Fluent leadership is that it's responsive. It's not reactive, which traditional leadership can be. And while we were all kind of caught with our pants down with this pandemic, it's not about, okay, everyone's pivoting, I've got to pivot too. It's more, hold on a minute. Let's take a moment. Let's take a pause, a breath. let me connect to myself and what's true for me here and what's true for my business. Maybe you don't need to pivot. Maybe it's a simple shift in an offering. Maybe it's just something new that you get to help your community now. Maybe if you're not sure, maybe it's reaching out to your community and your clients and asking them, what do you really need right now? How can I be of service? So it's really coming at a place from questions, not necessarily having to know all the answers. So for example, a couple of questions to ask is, how would I like to contribute and show up at this time? How can I see my business really helping my clients and my customers with what I already have at my fingertips in terms of skills, knowledge? For those of us that are service-based professionals like I am, who's a coach or consultant or a healer, so many people need not just healing, but just a non-judgmental space for connection and to be witnessed. That can be incredibly powerful. And to come at it from a place of inspiration, not obligation, right? Because obligation, I think, is still like, oh, I've got to do it, like that hustle energy that's not really supportive. So, and we don't have to, like, try to solve the world's problems in a day, and certainly not ourselves and not all through our businesses. It's like, what could be one way right now that could really nourish you and support your clients and customers, and ideally also bring in some revenue, because people are still spending money, money is still circulating, and while some offerings might be discounted or free, space for you to be that invitation with kindness and compassion for the people that need your services and products to buy them, you know, because not everyone is going through dire straits either. So just ask yourself, what would be really nourishing and true for me to offer? Is it something that I already have, or is it could be a little something different than before? If you're not sure, talk to your clients and customers. It can be just a few, or get a pulse of what there is. And can start simple. You know, what is one thing that I can do that feels really good to me and that will help my clients and be an offering of good faith? And sometimes it could be to tweak what you have. Sometimes it could be add a little bit to what you already have. But I would invite that to come from a genuine place of contribution and service, not from a place of obligation or scarcity.
That's great. And especially that you narrowed it down to one question, because so many people are feeling overwhelmed right now. And so to have to even think about more than one question right now, like, really, do I have to, you know, it might feel like another obligation, as you said.
It is. And we all have, I think that's the other thing, is like, for us to be the light in the world right now, even just for ourselves, it's to choose lightness, choose spacious, light, easy, simple. I don't think any of us have a ton of bandwidth. And I think part of that is just realizing that we're shifting into, you know, I can't deal with information, emotions, and my nerves are shot, to where can we create space and spaciousness? And that really comes down to simplicity, comes down to less is more. It comes down to what is essential versus non-essential. And really, what is timely? What is timely for now? Both for me and my process as a CEO in my business, for what my business needs, what my customers need. And simplicity, simplicity, and simplicity. I truly believe that the way of the future is less is more. And I think we're moving in that direction, which is exciting.
Yeah, and many people are sharing their stories today of what they're going through, what their families are going through, or what they're experiencing. And I think we can get a lot of insights from that when we start to explore, you know, what are people looking for and what do they need, that whole environmental picture of not just thinking about yourself and thinking about consumer behavior and how your business may be of service, or how you personally may be of service to people in this time of need.
Exactly. And I think that these are timely questions, and these are questions that we can continue to ask ourselves as business owners moving for ourselves and business owners. You know, so fluent leadership is about being true to yourself. And that, you know, as we know, we evolve and times evolve. And so just coming back and doing that check-in, what's true for me? What's true for my business? What's true for my customers? And just making some tweaks and evolving as time goes. And yes, of course, don't be tone deaf. You know, be aware of what's going on. And, you know, so fluent leaders know to ask questions to galvanize and create change, more so than feeling the need. I think sometimes we feel like we need to have all the answers or know all the things. We don't have to. I think it's really about collaboration and coming together and asking for insights and support. And I think that's what's happening now, is that we're all connecting on Zoom calls, on podcasts, and we're reaching
out.
And I think that the beauty is that it's kind of a more level playing field, where we've all been kind of squished by this whole pandemic at once. Like, we're all feeling it at very, you know, well, the gradients of impact personally, collectively, we're all feeling it, which brings us kind of on a more equal playing field, so we can all just be more human. And I think that's a big part of this. We can be more vulnerable, more open, more human, because we're all feeling a very collective suffering, which is fine, you know. So, and it's also just it's a positive invitation for lowering our protective barriers and just being more more open to connecting with each other.
More authentic time.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I want to know from you, you know, if you've heard that expression that the shoemaker's children go shoeless. I want to know, have you been leading from your soul? And if you have, how has that influenced your life?
Yes, well, I use a tool. I connect with myself. I ask these questions, you know, and I also beat myself up for it, like everyone else, thinking I should be doing more. And I connect with my spiritual guides, you know, weekly, just for guidance and for levity and for clarity. So I do that as a way of living. And also, it's a day-to-day, moment-to-moment practice. But yes, I do lead from the soul. And really connect to the energy of soul fluent leadership and soul fluence and what that can look like, you know? So I think it's a really exciting time to explore what this can continue to look like for us, you know? So, yeah.
Have you always been in this work? What does your career journey look like?
My career journey, it's been, well, I started out 10 years ago as a this is my third career. I was in environmental policy work for a long time, and then I shifted into event planning. I did a side business on fashion jewelry there for a while, and then about 9 years ago, I became a health coach, helped women for 3 years with emotional eating, and then I eventually found out about this tool called the Akashic Records that helps you tap into your own, really connect to your own soul and connect to your soul guides, and then realized that I had a knack for helping people really connect, create soulful businesses really from the soul out. And then I rebranded into being an intuitive business strategist, providing the practical strategy along with the soul guidance to really help people build out their soul's, you know, soulful practice in their work around service and mission-based businesses. And so that's it. Yes, it's been a journey. It's not been you know, a linear shot by any means, you know.
Uh-huh. And with a lot of introspection yourself.
Oh, tons and lots of dark nights of the soul, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of listeners, thousands of them, who may be interested in getting in touch with you. I know we've got your website on the podcast page, but is there any other way you would like people to get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more?
PriscillaStephan.com is the best way to reach me. There's a free opt-in on 4 questions to amplify your leadership. I also have an upcoming roundtable, I think May 8th, you know, where we're going to dive more deeply into your own leadership style, you know, what the next steps are for your business from both a soulful and practical space, and that's the Soul Fluent Leadership Roundtable that's on the homepage of my website. So there's definitely room to explore what I do, and if you just want to learn more about what I do or just have a call with me and see if I can help with your business, of course, that's always available too. So there's always different options of how I can help, you know, really you stepping into more of your understanding of your leadership style and your leadership, and then from that place, really allowing that to inform and guide your business decisions so that you're really in tune with your purpose, your sense of what really matters most, and what you're here to contribute to the world.
Yeah, what do you think, since you talk to a lot of business entrepreneurs every day, What do you think some of the biggest challenges are for women entrepreneurs? What are they facing?
I think it's overwhelm. I think trying to be all things to all people. I think we all want to please others, and sometimes we do that at the expense of our own boundaries and our own limitations, and then we get run mm-hmm. out, run, you know. And I think there's also an element of not trusting ourselves, I think, ultimately in that soul's calling, you know, and which often means that we're going to go against the grain of what the world wants, you know, and what's the norm and mainstream. And so I think just trusting those nudges, trusting our own path, staying in our own lane, and simplifying things. I know we can add a lot to our plate, and oftentimes less is more. And I think just being more in a feminine, allowing energy versus just that all that doing energy, you know, and trying to be all things to all people. And holding boundaries, I think, it's something we're all dealing with every day, you know, and then being willing to have those uncomfortable conversations where it's like, look, I really love you, but I can't right now, or this sounds great, but I don't think it's for now, or that really sucked what you did, and I need to tell you that, you know, and just really being sovereign and showing up for ourselves. And honoring that we are the golden goose. The more we take care of ourselves, the more we have to give for other people. And that sometimes means unlearning a whole bunch of crap that we've been told is what makes for a good leader, CEO, and really, again, redefining what being a CEO, what being a leader, what being a business owner, what being a woman really looks like for us right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with men? Do you work with male leaders, or is it primarily female?
I would. They just don't seem to come my way. I just seem to attract women all the time. So, yeah. This message is for men and for women, because men certainly feel a pull and a calling, and they want to try things differently, and I would certainly be open to working with them. I just seem to attract women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand, and with an intuitive-based business, it's something that we can lean into, you know, and practice and ask those questions and give ourselves permission to just ask one question and you know, dig a little deeper into, you know, how we can grow our business in a more service-oriented, you know, giving way. Any last tips for people that you want to share?
Cut yourself some slack. Take it easy. You know, maybe now, it's time to redefine a new normal of pacing, and also to consider moving forward, what does a sustainable, nourishing business look like for me? And what kind of leader do I want to be moving forward? And just pick one quality, you know, and simplify, and then simplify some more if you can.
Oh, Priscilla, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. I hope this was helpful and there was a nugget here for people that are listening.
It was so helpful. That is our show for today. I want to thank Priscilla Steffen for being our leading lady on the Reputation and Influence podcast. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, both here in the United States and internationally, as we are a global show. We'll be back again for another Women Lead radio show Monday mornings at 9 o'clock Pacific and Fridays at 2. And I just want to thank you. It's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. I'm Eileen Gaffin. And remember, your reputation is our business.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.